speaking today with Ben Mendez, who is running for Houston City Council District I. Ben, thank you for talking to me today. Why are you running for this office?
I feel I'm the best candidate for District I. I've been waiting for this opportunity for 25 years to run for District I, and I think I'm at a point where I can give back to the community. My business is doing well, my family is doing well, so it's time.
Okay. What do you see as being your priorities if you are elected, and what do you see as being the district's priorities? What's the most important things going on in District I?
For me, it's senior citizen housing. I don't think we have enough of it in District I. Also, infrastructure and quality of life issues. As you know, Manchester is in District I, and we have a high rate of cancer in District I that needs to be addressed.
Okay. Now, as a builder, I assume you're aware of the changes that were recently made to Chapter 42 in the city's code dealing with the development of density. I've been asking everybody about this, but I'd like to hear from the perspective of someone who's probably going to be directly affected by it. What's your opinion on Chapter 42 changes?
I think increasing the density is a good thing. It creates more business opportunities, and also it creates more housing for the individuals needed here in District I.
Now, you know, around town we've seen some situations where builders have wanted to build something, usually something multi-story, multi-unit, in certain neighborhoods where the neighbors don't want it. I mean, Ashby High Rise is the canonical example, but we're seeing it in other places around town. You know, what, if anything, do you think needs to be done to balance the needs of the developers who want to build stuff and the neighborhoods who want to have some say in what actually does get built in their neighborhood?
Yeah, every community is different, and you have different stakeholders in every community. So it's important to get their input before any major developments are done.
Okay. Now, also 2 years ago, before the last election, there were changes made to the Historic Preservation Ordinance. Mm-hmm. Which, again, obviously affects builders as well as neighborhoods, but also seemed to generate a fair amount of pushback from, you know, some folks in some neighborhoods in District I in particular. Looking back at this, what's your opinion of the Historic Preservation Ordinance that was passed 2 years ago? What effect has it had, good or bad, and where do you see any changes for it?
Well, I think it's a good thing, but most importantly, I'm all about going green, energy efficiency. We need to find a way to make our homes more energy efficient. Houston uses a lot of energy, and the less energy that we can use, the better for everybody.
Okay. Some parts of District I, in particular, I'm thinking particularly about the East End, are kind of hot for development right now. Mm-hmm. You know, I live in the Heights. I used to live in Montrose. Mm-hmm. My neighborhoods used to be where the East End is now, where, you know, started out as kind of cheap and, you know, not very fully developed, and then everyone decides they want to live there. And that's generally a good thing, but of course it has effects on the people who were already there beforehand. Mm-hmm. You know, looking at, you know, all the development that's going on in these parts of District I, and, you know, like there's going to be Halliburton space that's going to be converted.
The Brown and Root
Brown and Root space. That's the KBR, yeah. You know, what do you want to, how do you want to see the East End mature and develop in ways that both brings out its potential but also remains sensitive to the people who already live there?
I would like to see more centers for our kids, more youth programs, more activities, more leagues. I think it's very important, especially in those areas that don't have little leagues for our kids. Perfect example, yesterday when we had the stabbing in Spring High School, we have a lot of gang problems everywhere, not just in the Houston area, but throughout the area. And I think it's important to get more kids involved in activities.
Okay. Houston seems to be in pretty decent financial shape right now. I mean, compared certainly to a couple years ago when the financial crisis caused a big budget deficit and forced the city to cut back on a lot of services, lay a lot of people off. Financial picture is better now, but I'd like to know your opinion. Where do you see Houston's financial situation right now? What's your evaluation of it?
Well, just from the outside looking in, I think it's great. I think it's picking up. I see businesses flourishing, especially small businesses are getting more work, which is great to see. Anytime you get small businesses engaged, it's good.
Now, generally when you talk about Houston's finances, the first subject that comes up is pensions. As you know, Mayor Parker has been trying to get the legislature to pass a bill that would subject the firefighters' pension fund to meet and confer requirements, as the police and municipal pensions currently are. She hasn't been able to do that. The firefighters have been resisting it and say it's not necessary. Do you support the efforts to get a bill passed in the legislature to subject the Houston firefighters' pension to meet and confer requirements?
I'm against it, and I'll tell you why. I think it's important to have outside folks decide how our pension system is going to be run. It's too political here in Houston. So if you get an outside perspective, I think it goes a long way.
Okay. A few months ago, as you know, Hobby Airport has started undergoing some changes. Southwest Airlines announced that they wanted to start doing international flights. That caused a bit of a controversy with United Airlines and
Southwest.
Intercontinental. They were concerned that this would not so much generate new business as take existing business away from Intercontinental. How do you, as someone who would represent the area that includes Hobby, address the concerns of the people connected with Intercontinental and United Airlines?
Well, I think business should flourish at Hobby with Southwest doing their expansion. There's no reason why we should not allow another airline to expand their services, especially when it comes to Latin America. There's a big need. And so I'm glad that the mayor and city council actually made this happen, and I am all for the expansion of Hobby Airport.
Okay. Downtown is a part of District I, and as you know, recently the food truck vendors came before city council to ask for changes to ordinances that would allow them to operate downtown. Currently, they are not allowed to. No action was taken at the time, but it's certain to come up again. Do you support the efforts by the food truck vendors to get an ordinance change to allow them to operate downtown?
Yes, I do. But obviously, there's going to have to be certain stipulations on that ordinance. You don't want just everybody and their mom coming downtown and selling food. So there has to be some guidelines set forth.
Okay. In 2001, there was a charter amendment passed in the city of Houston that forbade it from offering domestic partner benefits for its employees. The world is changing. The Supreme Court invalidated parts of the Defense of Marriage Act. That's a federal thing. But in Texas, we have seen several cities pass ordinances to allow domestic partner benefits for its employees. If there is an effort to repeal that charter amendment and thus allow the city to offer domestic partnership benefits to its employees, is that something you would support?
Absolutely. I'm in favor of having benefits for partners.
Okay. Who are you supporting for mayor this fall?
I'm staying out of it.
All right. I ask that question to everybody, so... A big chunk of District I, is kind of industrial, or at least abuts industrial areas. And I think you talked about cancer rates in one part of town. I mean, obviously, air quality is a concern. What do you see as being a need, and how would you like to address that?
Well, obviously, you're going to have relationships in Congress to make anything happen. The EPA needs to be involved. So it's very important to work with the different congressmen here in Houston and women so that we can make changes for the positive.
And how about the relationships with the county? Where do you see opportunities to, right now it looks like Houston and Harris County are getting along a lot better than they have in previous years. Where do you see opportunities to, improve and extend on that?
I believe there's an overlap of services. I believe if we work together, the city and the county can figure out ways so we don't duplicate services.
All right. And when people go to vote this November, why should they vote for you to be the next council member from District I and not one of your opponents?
I feel I'm the best candidate. I bring a lot of experience, different types of experience to the table. I'm a businessman. I've been a businessman for 10 years. I'm a former educator, and I've been involved in the community for 25 years. I've lived in this district 18 years, so I'm grown here in this community, and I feel very positive that we can make a difference.
All right. Ben Mendez, thank you very much for talking to me today.